for Oscar Medina and Ramon Ojeda. I'd done two tours of duty in Vietnam. I came home with a brand new plan. I'd take the seed from Colombia and Mexico. I just planted up a holler down Copperhead Road. And now the DEA's got a chopper in the air. I wake up screaming like I'm back over there. I learned a thing or two from Charlie, don't you know? You better stay away from Copperhead Road. Steve Earle, Copperhead Road. Part 1. Chapter 1. I kill people for a living. Two veteran Special Forces soldiers, still drunk from the night before, their brains fried from a days-long binge on cocaine, MDMA, prescription pills, and a grab bag of mind-altering chemicals commonly sold in smoke shops as bath salts, were driving home from Walt Disney World the morning of March 21, 2018, when Sergeant First Class Mark Leshiger, riding in the passenger seat, developed an unshakable conviction that their car was being followed. Leshiger's hard blue eyes, cracked with bloodshot veins from lack of sleep, studied the side-view mirror. He could have sworn that he saw shadowy pursuers on their tail, flitting in and out of the hazy lanes of traffic behind them on the Dixie Highway. The driver of the car, Master Sergeant William Levine II, a member of the U.S. Army's top-secret Delta Force, who had been trained in evasive driving and counter-surveillance, told Leshiger that he was hallucinating. They were northbound on Interstate 95, headed for Fort Bragg, North Carolina, where both men were stationed. Levine, the older and more highly ranking of the two, had been keeping a close watch on the rearview mirror for miles. There was no one on their 6 o'clock, he insisted, but Leshiger wouldn't listen. Two little girls, Levine's daughter and Leshiger's, were in the back of the car, tired and sunburned after days of exploring the theme parks in and around Orlando, Florida. They were too young to understand what the tense bickering in the front seats was about. All they knew was that their daddies were starting to scare them. According to Leshiger's mother, sister, and wife, he had been acting strangely for the last 6 months. The trouble began, they said, in late 2017, as a result of an ambiguous mishap that he sustained while on deployment to Tajikistan, a remote and mountainous narco state that the United States used for many years as a staging ground for the war in Afghanistan. What exactly happened to Leshiger in Tajikistan, a global hub of international heroin trafficking, is a mystery. An anodyne Pentagon press release states that he and his Green Beret teammates were there to train the Tajik military on standard infantry tactics like target practice, rock drills, and first aid. Everyone in the accompanying photograph looks pretty bored. But upon Leshiger's return to the United States, he didn't seem like the same person. His appearance had changed too. "When he came home," said his mother, Tammy Mabee, notably, you could see a droopiness in his eye. Leshiger told her and his wife, Laura, that he and his team had come under attack in an ambush and that a roadside bomb had rocked the truck he was in, leaving him with a traumatic brain injury. But a spokesman for the United States Army Special Operations Command, known as USASOC, said that no American soldier has ever been killed or wounded in Tajikistan. Nor do Leshiger's personnel records reflect that he was awarded a Purple Heart, a decoration given to soldiers wounded as a result of enemy action. Whatever the cause of Leshiger's injury, a military doctor had prescribed him tramadol, an opioid painkiller that was freely distributed to elite troops during the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and became a popular drug of abuse among special operations soldiers. Leshiger also came back from Tajikistan with a steady supply of the benzodiazepine Xanax, which he took along with tramadol to treat anxiety associated with his supposed PTSD, another claimed effect of the fictitious ambush. On top of this volatile pharmaceutical cocktail, which, in addition to suppressing the central nervous system, can cause bizarre episodes of uninhibited behavior, Leshiger had taken up snorting cocaine. He tried to rationalize it, telling Tammy that he and his fellow Green Berets regularly used the stuff to stay awake during night operations. "It's just like taking an antidepressant,"